From 1738, Handel's Gift to Harpists in Perpetuity. That was Valerie Milo with Les Violons du Roi playing the opening movement from the Harp Concerto in B-flat. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, you can enjoy that entire work this week in the beautiful hands of Heidi Elise Bearcroft. She is the TSO's principal harp and will step into the spotlight this Thursday through Sunday in the program Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And she joins me now. Heidi, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And Happy New Year.
And to you.
I have a few get to know you a little better questions. Are you ready?
Hit me.
A favorite composer and why?
Oof. Mahler. Sheer depth and heart and humor and excitement and good harp parts too.
Oh yeah, well that's for sure. Dream vacation destination?
Either somewhere to see penguins or a private warm beach somewhere.
Quite a contrast.
Yes.
If you could master any other instrument, what would it be?
I would want to play cello because I really want to vibrate. I don't get to do that on the harp.
Pizza or pasta?
Both, but pizza is the perfect food, I think. It's got everything.
Favorite place in Toronto?
My home, because it's so cozy. My husband did amazing renos. I've got a dog, two cats, and two amazing toddlers. So really love being home.
Well, we are well now into the 2025-26 season. How has it been so far? Lots of highlights, I can imagine, but what stands out for you?
It's been amazing thus far and obviously just getting started, and we have the incredible tour coming up to look forward to. But thus far, I'd say highlights would be playing the Rosenkavalier suite compiled by Franz Welser Most. It was really just peak music making. We sounded fantastic. We had never worked with him as an orchestra before, so that was thrilling.
What was he like?
He was very, well, he grew up with this music. He told us that his mother used to sing him those melodies at bedtimes. And so it's really just baked into his essence. And it just felt very effortless for him. Very poised and comfortable and very clear on how he wanted us to sound. And just from a personal standpoint, I was able to bring my mom in to play second harp to me.
Oh, that's right. Of course, she's a harpist too.
That's right. She plays in the Pittsburgh Symphony. She's in her 49th season. She's actually on sabbatical this year. So I called her up and asked if she would be willing to come play because it's quite a difficult part and my usual wonderful local artists were not available. And so we had a blast. She was quite nervous, she told me, because she's been playing principal harp repertoire for, I don't know, for 50 years now. And so it was a new skill set for her to have to play second harp.
That is so cool. What a great highlight. Anything else particularly that stands out?
Really enjoyed the week that we did with Gustavo recently. Well, two of them, actually. One was the Prokofiev Romeo and Juliet suite. And the Prokofiev Third Symphony, a piece I had never, ever come across. And we recorded it for release with Harmonia Mundi. So we're all looking forward to hearing that. And then immediately following that week, we did wonderful Swan Lake, which of course has a great harp cadenza and some other beautiful moments. So it's always fun when the harp is featured because we don't often get to be in the spotlight, but it is pretty magical when we do.
Well, you were stepping right into the spotlight very shortly, taking center stage with Handel's Harp Concerto. Tell me a bit about your history with this work. I imagine it's a piece that every serious harpist learns along the way.
Even non-serious ones learn it too. Yes, it's definitely a core, you know, part of our canon. And growing up with a harpist mother, I heard it from before I knew what I was listening to. So I really have just fond memories of hearing my mom practice it and teach it as well. I remember lying underneath the grand piano in my parents' living room and just sort of daydreaming and listening to her practice. And I was trying to remember the first time that I ever worked on this piece. And I think I was about 13. I was playing a wedding in Sun Valley, Idaho, beautiful ski resort town. And the bride wanted the Handel exposition, the beginning of the first movement for her processional. And I remember practicing hard because at that age, it's, you know, tough to have mastery. So it's been in my fingers for, I don't know, 30 years almost more. Wow. At least the first movement has been baked into my core memories. And I performed it with the Toronto Symphony 7 years ago. And that was actually the first time that I ever learned the second and third movements.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah, newer to me, but really, really just beautiful, lies in the hand well, is joyful. Everyone loves a major key.
Yeah. I'm curious, because you grew up hearing your mom play it and teach it, as you've grown with the piece, are there departures you've made in terms of, you know, how she plays it and how you play it, or things that you've thought, I don't know if she's right about this or that? Is there anything like that?
Inevitably, yes. But I don't remember exactly the way that she phrases or even teaches it, because it's been so long since I've actually heard her play it. It's one of those pieces that I can whip out at a party or late at night, first thing in the morning. There's a YouTube video produced by the Toronto Symphony. When we were on tour in Iceland, they have a fantastic concert hall there called the Harpa Hall. So naturally, they wanted me to play something for social media there. And the first thing I thought of was the Handel, because it's just something I can whip out rain or shine. So if you'd like to check that out in advance of the concert to hear what's coming to you. So it's just one of those pieces that I come back to over and over. And so, like a great book or your favorite movie, each time you notice something a little bit different. And so I have a really fun time being able to bring out different counter melodies or try different articulations, the way I use my fingertips on the strings to get a different color. So I think I try to make it a little bit different each time.
Now, this is a piece that also exists as an organ concerto. Handel included it in a publication of 6 other works for organ. But I imagine harpists are pretty possessive of it. What do you makes it distinctively for harp?
I think the harp has just such a rich sonority. And of course, we have a lot of vibration, a lot of sympathetic noise that comes from the ringing of the strings. So it just blossoms sound, I think, the way it explores the entire instrument, huge range, of course, of pitches. And I think it's just so well suited. Like I said, it lies in the hand well, and it just makes one so happy to hear it.
What does it mean for you to be stepping out as soloist with your very own TSO?
It makes me so proud to be able to be in front and center stage. And I just picked out my dress yesterday, actually. So that makes me extra excited. That's the most fun part. And I have family members and friends and students coming. So it'll be really just so special to be out there. I'm so grateful for the symphony for featuring me.
Well, Toy Toy Toy, I'm sure is going to be a fabulous run of performances. And thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. That was TSO Principal Harp Heidi Elise Bearcroft. You can hear her and several of her colleagues spotlighted in a wonderful program of Baroque Era Works this week in the program Vivaldi's Four Seasons. That runs Thursday through Sunday at Roy Thompson Hall. Let's hear a bit of Heidi now. This is actually from one of her Zoomer Hall performances.